Hi there, this is James Flanders. Thanks for taking time to listen to this little audio. I am recording it today in response to some comments someone made on my Facebook page. It seems they're a bit alarmed about some of the things I share from the writings of the Apostle Paul. In fact, they implied that they were somewhat blasphemous because it is such a radical message in comparison to things that we read in other places in Scripture. Was Paul a blasphemer? Is his message blasphemy, or is it something else? We'll talk about that today. As you look at the writings of the Apostle Paul, you find that he presented his message as being something distinctly different. It wasn't something that would be found recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are records of the life of Christ, and it wasn't something that you were necessarily going to find in the writings of the prophets, and it's not something you're necessarily going to find in any of the writings written by other authors in the New Testament. Those writings, for instance, the writings of Peter, were geared toward the circumcision. They were geared toward those who were Jews. Paul, on the other hand, spoke of his message, his gospel, being something that God had given him specifically for the nation, specifically for the Gentiles. He called it a mystery. He said it was a secret that had been kept from the ages past. Grab a pencil and a piece of paper and jot down these references that I'm about to share with you. It'll be a good launching pad for you to understand why Paul's message was different. In Romans chapter 16, verse 25, he said, "Now to him who is of power to establish you according to my gospel." He referred to this message Christ had given him as my gospel, something specific for Paul to share with us Gentiles. He said, "Now to him who is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret in ages past." This message, this great gospel of grace, which something that was kept secret in ages past. A secret and a mystery. That's what Paul calls it. Again, that's in Romans 16, verse 25. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, he speaks of the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God. Wow, it's a secret, a mystery, something that had been hidden in God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. He says, "Even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations." So he's speaking of this special message that no one else had known about. God was waiting for the specific time and the specific messenger, the worst sinner God could find. Paul called himself the chief of all sinners, to share this message with us Gentiles. In Ephesians 3, verse 5, he's speaking of this message, and he says, "Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men." Why? Because it was unsearchable. Ephesians 3, verse 8 says that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Paul's message was unsearchable, it was untraceable, it was not locatable in the rest of Scripture. Let me give you a few other passages to look up on your own that will tell you a little bit more about this mystery. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, Colossians chapter 4, verse 3, and 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. That'll be a good launching pad for you to begin to understand that this radical message is something God chose specifically to reveal to you and me, Gentiles, through the Apostle Paul. Hopefully that'll help clarify things for you just a little bit. God bless you. Have an awesome day. I'm